for the thousands in attendance and the millions watching around the world.
It's time!
And literally lies.
Why would I lie?
I don't need attention.
Just raping bitches.
So I don't.
You're a comic. I'm going to need attention.
Go fuck yourself.
No, Ari, take it off.
Start winner, winner, bacon. Chicken dinner.
Do you understand how things work?
Dildo corn is alive.
Fuck it. Cortland, New York.
Rockstar Ninja.
Ready to rock.
Got Renee in the house.
Shut up, Mexican.
You get the fuck back in that studio, or you're going back to whatever third world country we bought you.
Ladies and gentlemen, we are hot.
Yeah. We're miking up Tate right now, Ari.
Oh, nice.
Then it's time to fuck, bro.
Can you guys see me or just hear me?
Yeah, we can see you. We can see you power walking.
You like that?
We can see your nostrils, bro. Good job. You getting them worked? You getting some work on your nostrils?
Getting some work done. They actually do charge for air here, so it's gone now.
What's that? No, dude, that Jew nose is what makes him.
Yeah.
Ari, talk to me about the New York City ass. Is it coming along?
Yeah, it's coming along, man. I mean, I haven't been here for the last few whatever, but, you know, fuck it. Here or there. I have a few people I can call, a few people I can go on dates with.
Oh, you go on dates, Ari?
It's a little kid when he's like, I go on dates with him.
I know. So,
like,
Ari, I got a couple hands I can hold.
That's good. That's good.
You go on dates?
No, I'm trying to. I'm trying to here or there. Actually, if I can take a moment seriously once in a while.
Let me just tell you, the sign that Ari's going on dates is a sign that he's open to the idea of marriage.
No, wrong. I'm still just fucking on the rec. But
No,
like,
dude.
Yeah, I'll wait for a while.
It's going to happen. You're going on dates.
You want to have a baby?
I want to get gay married to David Taylor once, but it was first legal like 5-6 years ago.
But then now it's not as edgy cool. Or what?
Yeah, it's not as, you're not edgy enough for you? It's like everybody's doing that now.
Yeah, it was like, no, because it was like, they got grandfathered.
Or is it because you're borderline gay enough at this point that you're like, I might blow him and people are going to take it seriously?
Well, I mean, without a doubt.
I just want to be on the record as you said that it's a bad thing. Be gay, and I don't appreciate it.
How did I say that was a bad thing? I'm for you
the
being
you.
You.
With
it's not like I'm trying to make you not Jewish and take that nose comment out of it. I didn't mean that.
Roll the tape, please. Roll the tape on this homophobe.
Ari, here's the thing. You definitely made my top five comics who do gay stuff.
I am? Yeah.
Yeah, number one.
Justin Martindale.
Now he's got a whole list.
Yeah. Well, just because we know that's number two is probably Bobby Lee.
Oh, yeah. No, why isn't he number one? I don't know Justin, but like,
well,
I
Justin
would think
Justin is openly gay. He's on Grindr.
He's like super gay.
Okay.
Yeah.
He's as gay gets.
I thought Bobby was as well.
Bobby's a close second, but he's second.
We're talking about guys who make, like, kind of put on a facade of straight, but are flaming.
Oh, right.
And coming in number three, Ari Shaffir.
Eric Griffin.
Oh, yeah, Eric Griffin, dude. He's great. I love him. So what was the word? I thought he came out.
No, I think I might have just started as a rumor.
Oh.
That's a big difference.
Maybe Eric is, like, a very functional.
I'm not sure. Yeah, but he should. I mean, never knows.
Maybe he's a very functional Andy Dick. Like, how Andy Dick drinks and does drugs, Eric doesn't do anything. Maybe Eric just sees a hole and hits it. He's like Walter Payton. It just
oh, yeah.
Hit the hole, ask questions later.
Yeah. Oh, you were a guy?
That.
Like that kind of thing.
Because I see him with young boys there.
Yeah.
But yet, should we be talking about this on a podcast? I just realized that maybe I shouldn't be going into this. Anyways.
Are we live right now? Is this going?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, good, good.
Eric Griffin, straight as hell. Crushes puss constantly.
Really?
Banging chicks all the time.
Wow. Oh, despite? or because he's attracted?
Because he's attracted.
Out of spite.
Out of spite.
Teach your twat a lesson.
Well, because Bobby does it to prove a point, right?
To everybody else or
right,
to himself?
Exactly.
I think both. I think Bobby does it to prove it to himself, too.
So, Tate.
But he's in great shape. I mean,
who's in great shape?
You know what? Out of the last time that you guys fought, Ari, you and Bobby Lee have both pulled your physiques together very nicely in the last few years.
Dude, I got to pull mine together.
Exactly the same.
No, you're not, because you had titties and you were more pear shaped a little bit. You don't have to stand up to show me that you need to get in better shape.
Come on, man. That weren't her.
You look better than you did a couple years ago.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Sam, you look like a fat tan.
That's not true. But there was one time when I first came back and when Red Band was doing the shows at that little restaurant on Melrose,
yes.
Whatever it was.
Yes.
And Sam goes up and I was right on, there's my buddy and Sam's on stage and he's got like maybe like a black member's only jacket on or something like that.
This is gonna
and
hurt.
And it really looked like somebody that maybe you see the way homeless people are or something. And like if there was a guy that was kind of a corpulent homeless fella and he'd wrapped himself in a really tight hefty bag, it's like that member's that didn't stand a chance, man. That thing just up there sweating, uncomfortable. And so comparatively, Sam's in real great shape too. But
this is my podcast. Before
you see him on the basketball court, you see him quote unquote run the lane.
Well, that's the thing too. I saw your boyfriend David Taylor the other night, and you were telling me that he's a good basketball player, and he moves kind of like an awkward giraffe stork type creature. Like
yeah.
To see him as athletic is, I've got to go see the
really
game
weird,
just to see
right?
him.
It's hard. Now I'm at that guy dominating Sam Tripoli.
Whoa! I don't see why you had to go mean on it.
Yeah.
Like,
what do you mean? It's been the trend already for this whole podcast.
That is true.
Hashtag mean to Sam Tripoli.
That's a 1-hour segment we do on a 2-hour podcast.
As soon as Sam tries to land, they blow the whistle and call him for a waddling.
That is so rude.
Dude,
him for
I was
waddling.
On fire last night. Three
really?
From 3-for-6 from 3-point land. Mel Hall went nuts.
He's capable of that.
Sometimes.
I think
good.
He hit 12 3-pointers last night.
He's hot.
The score out rule again.
What's that?
We have to institute the score out rule again so all the old comics have a chance.
I'm down with that. So, Ari, I want to talk to you about something.
Okay.
Tebow and I had a discussion last night, and we wanted to do, because we're building this studio up.
Okay.
But people have been asking for video, so we thought that
I know what you're going to say. Yes, panic room. Absolutely. Stock it.
Stock it. What would you like it stocked with, Ari?
Okay. I love Atari games. No Atari console. I'm into really, really driving a smash. I want a bunch of books. No glasses.
Books.
What else?
In your panic room, you don't want food supplies, you want books?
And an Atari, he says.
Those Ataris, they're not, those cartridges, they get dusty, though. They don't play right.
No, it's just his shadow. Look at the fucking video.
I think we lost him.
Poor guy.
Yeah, exactly. Crazy. We're going to kill each other. I want to send, what video first installs? No, I'm here.
Okay.
He's totally here. Yeah, I'll come back.
Ari, so what we were thinking is we might do a 1 hour on Friday at the John Lovett studio, just 1 hour, and it will be live video, and that way we can kind of give people an hour of video because they want to see our video.
And calls, take calls.
And take calls, why we build our studio.
And then how long is it going to take to build a studio?
Anywhere from a week to 7 years.
We're thinking it's going to be hopefully by the beginning of next year, they should have everything together.
Okay, let me just reinstate the comment I did before last week. Why don't we not go to a studio that hasn't been?
Well, because
I'm just do something for now because I know you work in Hollywood, but I say they haven't done it. I just know they haven't done it. Well, the studio, we have talk about owner, but they don't have one right now.
Okay.
So let's just go somewhere where they have a studio.
I mean, I'm fine with that, too.
Early next year is a possibility. I thought it was going to be done today.
early next year, it's like, yeah, maybe that'll happen. Who knows what'll happen in that time? Who goes broke? Who does whatever? Let's just go somewhere they have a studio.
Well, it's you,
a place where they don't have a studio.
If you guys want that, I'll do that. It's not my call. I'm down with if you guys want to go over there. I thought we'd try to build our own studio.
But we don't have one.
Well, but you're about to get some goddamn money, so have a little fucking faith, Ari. Jesus Christ.
Thank you, Tate.
From where?
What do you mean from where? Really, you asked that. When you put all that love and all that positivity into the universe, and you're asking from whence does money come to Ari Shaffir? Please, bitch.
All right, well, I
think how Tate's like all like pontificating philosophically, and then it's like, please, bitch. Yeah.
I just wonder, is this going to sound horrible? Is the audio, is it even worth doing it at this point?
Because he's breaking up pretty bad.
Yeah.
Yeah, I can't believe you're ruining this podcast.
Ari, why don't you call us when you're at somewhere where you can get on your computer?
It's not as if you didn't know this was coming and you could have planned it better instead of it being the Ari show while you wander around fucking MacArthur Park or whatever the fuck you're doing.
Yeah, thank you, Tate.
You know what I mean?
Thank you.
It's like where you show up, it shows where your heart is, and it's definitely not here right now. So maybe you want to rethink some things.
We did this before. We're in an actual studio, and it works completely fine. So
I feel like you're answering a different question.
I understand.
On my phone, fine.
You know, it'd be awesome. It's like Ari's like Skyping in and talking sports on this podcast and shit. He just gets mowed down by a taxi cab.
Yeah,
would that be awesome or horrible?
If he dies, does he live or die?
No, it would be good if it'd be good. No, shut up, Ari. Shut your goddamn mouth. What would be good is if it happened a bunch of times, near-death stuff, where you really got hurt badly, like really badly, but then you were back up at it again, and then it would be like Killed Kenny, like who killed Kenny? It would be a whole segment.
Yeah, every week.
Like, right.
But listen, you don't die, though. Maybe you lose function of your lower half at some point or something. Maybe things like that occur, but you never die. How
but
about
it would
that?
Be walks really into funny, open manhole. Ari.
Yeah.
It would be really funny, man.
What do you think?
Yeah, I'm in.
Nice. See, that guy is a team player right there.
Since you got to New York City, what's the biggest lady that you've had coitus with?
Coitus with a black.
Pardon me?
A black.
Dude, that was uncalled for.
That is in no way an answer to my question.
What was the question?
Never mind. Moving on.
It's 1949.
Jesus Christ.
Yeah, she was drinking out of her own water fountain, and there I was. The white line was too long to get a drink, so.
There I was with a boner, and I walked in quick. I didn't
know. Small talk.
Oh, Lord, Ari Shaffir.
What was the question?
I don't know. I'm missing seeing your genitals. That's all I'm thinking about.
I am not.
I found a picture on my phone of me and Ari on stage with both of our balls out, and both of our balls are wearing sunglasses.
Oh, the memories.
Because the future's so bright.
Yeah.
So, all right, Ari, that's great. What do you want to talk about? I want to talk about the website looking awesome.
What's the website?
It's called punchdrunksports.net.
That's but let's get into when Tebow is going to pay off his bag of bets with Whitney.
Oh, yeah. Let's talk about that. We'll get into that too soon. Anyway, check out punchdrunksports.net. We got about 8 writers on it. They're all kicking ass.
Sick.
It's really great stuff. I mean, dude, we got people covering everything. NBA, UFC, women's MMA, WNBA, NBA. It's really great writing.
Street fights,
everything is great in there. So, and if you're a listener and you think you know a lot about sports, you can be funny about it, hit me up and I'd love
to. We need a bag of bets correspondent.
Oh, we do need a bag of bets correspondent.
That we do. In answer to your question, Saturday is the magic day where I knock out the first one. I just haven't had 8 hours. I do have the first season. I still need to get the second one. But it's a
Tebow.
8 straight hours.
Tebow. Hold on, Tripoli. How often has Tebow actually ever paid off a bag of bets?
I think he's paid off all of his bag of
bets. Except for Whitney. That's the only one I haven't done.
How many have I paid off?
You lost the diaper, I do know that.
out of this yeah. group, wouldn't you be like the accountant out of it that should remember all that,
that
shit?
That is correct. Chip.
Oh, no. Here it comes.
How many, I don't want to say your goddamn burning hat on your dick. I stop for saying that.
What's that, Ari? You're breaking up.
I don't remember seeing the fucking burned hat on his dick.
A burned hat on your dick?
Oh, yeah.
I paid off mine. I paid off. I said the I love black dick on stage 5 times over a series
of times. Not the next 5 times. Some 5 times. Not what the bet was.
But I did 5 times.
What was the bet, Ari?
That if I lost the bet, I had to end every set with how much I love black dick.
But over the next 5 sets. And this is what he does. The first one, and you're not supposed to say anything about it. This is what he
Ari,
does. First
we've
one.
Talked first, about oh, this yeah. already.
Ari's unsettled.
I just want Tate to know about your betrayals.
Your betrayals.
Sam, are there any other bets you have yet to pay off?
I found out I might
there
have
There is
another...
a new one. Yeah, ladies and gentlemen, thank God for our fans. Somebody tweeted at me over the weekend, hey, by the way, you guys forgot this, but a year ago, December 11th, one of our regular callers, Ron, gets into it with Tripoli, and they're talking about Gustafsson fighting Jones. This is a year ago. Tripoli yeah. says Jones will murder this guy. He has no chance. They go back and forth, and it comes down to this. He goes, let's go bag of bets. Actually, let's just play the audio of this.
Mustache, Michael Jordan. He was doing those
hands for a while. I will accept your bag of bets.
Has to win at least one round.
Has to win that Gustafsson does not...
Go the distance and win at least one round.
Gustafsson, you illiterate fuck.
Yeah. Gustafsson does not win one. He has to win at least one round and make it through the entire 5 rounds.
He did better than that.
Yep.
Yeah. Ron?
He hung up.
He's gone.
Also, is he in or out?
I believe he's in, but just so you know,
we got enough time to find out. That
this fight's not
scheduled.
Happening for at least 6 months.
Yeah.
They have to do the whole, I asked Rogan about it. I was like, does Gustafsson get a shot now? And he goes, oh, he didn't say anything. But I was like, oh, it's going to be a while before he even fights, right?
Yeah.
Because John Jones has.
The bet is.
Hold on. He didn't agree to it.
Yes, he did.
I didn't hear it.
Trust me, he did.
I did not hear him agree to that.
He also sent me a screenshot of the tweet about it.
I didn't hear it either. We had to see the screenshot. I did not hear that either.
Thank you, Ari Shaffir, voice of reason.
I'm on justice over everything. And I did not hear him agree to that.
From round two, I
heard him say, did we agree to that or not? And then it went blank.
Remember, he
I will accept your bag of bets.
Has to win at least one round.
Has to win that goose are all
up. Okay. You guys are all like on John Jones' dick. Remember, he
barely
an attractive
man. He's got a luscious dick.
I miss Ron.
Why would we
Ari says John Jones has a luscious dick.
So but no point does it say that he agreed to it.
Okay. I mean, 6 times
do
before
we have a,
that.
Do we have a screenshot of the Twitter from after that?
I'll get it and I'll send it to you.
Even Ari, who's begging for me to have to lose this, agrees that.
Begging. True. I'm on the side of justice.
Thank you.
Okay, here's the deal.
If I see the screenshot, though, dated after the date of that podcast, then okay. We'll have to revisit
it. But also, the 2 or 3 minutes before that, and I'll send you guys the timeline, you guys can listen to it. The bet is made and it's hammered out. And then he hangs up on Sam. The way our show goes. You're almost out of it. Earlier on, you kept going, no, he has to win the fight.
Send me I gotta hear it, because I don't verbally hear him say it's on, like Szechuan.
Of course Sam's gonna fight paying off a bet, no matter what. But I want to hear it. He asked for arbitration, and I'm going to give it to him.
Oh, thank you.
Wow.
Judge Ari.
That is so large of you, Ari. So large of you.
So we get it hammered out. The official, the way it went down, you went for 6 months, Ari. You wanted the Hitler mustache for 6 months. But the loser of the bet has to have a Hitler mustache for 5 straight days.
5 straight days.
And if, you know, with your arbitration... And I'll send you the exact timeline where it starts and where they agree on it.
Yes.
Five straight days, Hitler mustache, and if that, if it all stands gold.
Yeah.
Tripoli lost his bet because he said that he would not last all five rounds, and if he did, he would not win a single round.
We will see. Well, if that's true, then he lost that bet, but we'll have to see an arbitration. Oh, this just in. This just in. Sam Tripoli is suing Punch Drunk Sports.
What?
Really?
He's suing. He has taken out, I just read on the wire, he's taken out a lawsuit against Punch Drunk Sports, alleging defamation of character and lie. Wow, he is fighting this arbitration by any means necessary.
Where are you at that all of a sudden you get good reception?
What wire is that?
Wherever he is, tell him to stay there.
Stay there, wherever you are. Stay there.
I'm at...
Whatever synagogue you're outside of, stay there.
Yeah, where are you?
I'm at a schoolyard. You're at a goddamn schoolyard, Ari.
Jesus. I'm at a battered woman's shelter.
You're at a woman's shelter?
A battered woman's shelter.
Really? Why is there a slide and play things behind there for children?
Because it's beer-battered women.
That's so stupid. That doesn't even make sense. It makes sense. That's so stupid. And you're so proud that you made some compound word joke.
Now listen, is there a you're saying that you didn't make that bet. You're saying you've got it on tape. Since he's disagreeing that he made the bet, is there, like, it seems like there should be a more stringent type of penalty if, in fact, he did make the bet and he's lying about it now. That's all I'm saying.
Tell you this. If it is that if Ron agreed to that, I will do it. I have no problems with that. I'm just saying Ron never officially said we have a bet on. Every bet we've ever done is, yes, we agree to the bet. I'm saying he did not say that. And if it is true, I have no problem with paying it off.
Have you ever had a Hitler mustache before?
Sam will never say, it was my fault, yes, I'll pay it off.
Is there a way to call Ron?
Not right now.
Oh, do you think there's a possibility that Ron does not call in because he didn't want to call in to a bunch of shirkers?
I don't know.
What's a shirker? Is that a Jewish term?
A shirker, it comes from the Armenian root word, Sam Shirkanian, in which the old Shirkanians would get out of paying off bets at any moment. They would shirk on their bets, on their responsibilities.
I woke up this morning.
And while they were supposed to be paying off their bets, they'd be stealing your hubcaps that they installed.
I don't think that Armenians are known for stealing hubcaps.
The hubcaps they install.
No.
All the ones they install, the systems, the sound systems, then they know how to get it out.
That's not a hubcap. That's not a hubcap, Ari.
Hubcaps too.
No, a stereo is different than a hubcap.
I'm saying both. Both. They don't care.
Ari, stop moving.
I did stop.
Wherever you were, you were perfect.
I got to keep going. I'm going to an audition.
An audition for what?
I don't know. Something.
Is it
it doesn't sound like you're committed.
That's my character.
That's your character?
Every time you're back, she's like, no, that's the character.
The apathetic Jew? The apathetic Jew? That's the character you're playing?
What? Oh, yeah, whatever.
I feel like you'll get it.
That's hilarious.
Yeah, either way.
Okay, enough. Enough. That's enough.
Okay.
Yeah, thanks.
I was talking to somebody about this bet, and they're like, when does Sam have to start? Because he actually has to grow the mustache. I go, have you not? Tripoli can grow a beard in 4 minutes. He's Armenian.
Yeah, right? We can do time lapse on this shit.
Until it's completely all alone, one of those, one of those Adolfs. Until it's a full Adolf, the clock does not start.
Yeah, I got you.
He can grow a bigger mustache than shave it down if he wants, or he can just grow into that. But until he grows into it, no talk.
And I also feel like on stage or anything else, like before, when he had to say how much he loves black dick at the end, for five sets, at the end of his set, he had to go, I'm Tripoli, thank you very much, everybody. I love black dick. But he couldn't tell anybody it was because of a bet or anything like that. He had to say that at the end of his set five times.
Sure.
I feel like the opposite's true with the mustache. I feel like you can talk about it as much as you want on stage.
Oh, yeah.
You know, I lost a bet, whatever the fuck it is. Like,
yeah, sure, absolutely.
What if he got, like, super famous because of the mustache? Like, what if everybody, he brought the mustache back.
Right.
Ended the fucking,
people
like,
started copping his style.
Well, yep. Michael Jordan tried.
Yeah, he tried to bring him back. Yeah, because it was black skin.
Yeah, but like Jordan's Jordan. Jordan can do anything.
Yeah. I mean, Mike Tyson could tattoo his goddamn face. There's some people that can do whatever the fuck.
Oh, yeah. And they're black people.
Mike Tyson's a pussy.
What?
I don't know that that was part of the conversation. Are you angry with Mike?
He's a pussy.
Okay.
You could take him easily.
Well, that's a whole different story.
That doesn't. I can take him. Like, you're this amazing fighter. Like, you're the guy who constantly gets in bar brawls, and you're fighting everybody, so it wouldn't even be... Like, I would say that you're the biggest twat of the group.
Don't blow my spot.
When, when was the last physical altercation that you were in, Ari?
I banged my knee earlier.
No, with another human.
Uh-oh.
I banged my knee earlier. What is that?
What was the question?
I got a boo-boo this morning.
Is that, what are you wearing? Is that a scarf or is that a shirt?
A shirt and a cardigan.
And a cardigan.
My character. I'm married. I have to be a married person. So this is what married, this is what I look like, married person.
That's what you look like, married?
You I've
look
seen
like
you as a married person and that's not
teacher.
What you look like.
Yep. Being. Look, serious. Ready for the birthday party?
You look like you could be a young Woody Allen almost.
Yeah.
Yeah. Or more like a stoned Woody Harrelson.
Woody Allen's a pussy. Take him.
Seems like a theme. Yeah. What do you think of Henry Rollins?
I could take him.
I could take him. Man. Woody He's Allen, boring. Maybe. Of all the ones you've mentioned so far, you have a shot at Woody Allen.
I could crush Woody Allen.
No, I agree. I would bet on you in that fight.
Here's the thing I just know.
Hey, Tyson's the toughest one. Tate could beat him, and I can easily beat Tate. So really, I don't see, I mean.
I think you're leaving out a key part of that sentence.
Hey, shut up before I shut you up.
Then there's that, yeah.
God, I wish he was here saying this shit to you, bro. You just twist him into a fucking Jewish pretzel.
He knows his place. He knows his place around me.
I'll tell you this, is that when you walk around New York City with Ari Sharif, you feel safe. Sure. Because that's a man that is out there, he's in the business
he's
of the world.
He's a vigilante.
And he's like what they call a world shaker.
Yeah.
And people know it. They recognize that. So any of that trouble you see, like when you look at films like The Warriors or whatever, those guys just cross the street.
You know what's weird? It's like most superheroes wear a mask. Ari looks like he has a Groucho glasses on, right? The Groucho Mark glasses on. That's kind of his superhero disguise.
And like a big sloppy clitoris that they hang on.
Yeah.
Ari. Here's the thing I noticed. It's a very sunny day out there, but we're starting to enter the cold months of the year. Are you prepared for the New York City winter?
No, I'm not.
I think that's going to be the reality check of whether you stay in New York City or not.
He'll be here for the winter.
Yeah. Well, I'm coming back for pilot season. That's January, February, March.
When are they tearing your building down? I heard that's pretty soon.
Yeah, they said November 1st, they're giving us a notice and want to break by.
Where are you going to stay when you come out here? How are you going to play that off? Rent-A-Zizi's?
I think either Rent-A-Zizi's with Simone or I'm not sure, Airbnb. I don't know.
Interesting.
I'm not sure.
When did Rent-A-Zizi's place become a hostel?
Yeah, a lot of people live there. That's the only reason I'm not sure anymore. It's not just Simone anymore. So.
Who lives there, Simone?
Simone, I've got Jay, his friend Jay, sort of keeps stuff there, so he'll be there sometime. But I don't know how full it's going to be.
I mean, I'm sure there's plenty of room, bro. That guy's just... Oh, he's one of those dudes just charmed.
Ooh.
Talented, good-looking, good actor, good comic. Like, it's just been Simone. Green lights for Rent-A-Zizi.
Do you want to slob his knob?
I mean, I wouldn't not slob his knob.
So that's a yes.
Slob it, bro.
Just a couple of bros putting dicks in mouths. Nothing gay. Just hanging out with my buddy, milking his prick. Nothing queer.
Ari, did you watch the baseball games last night?
Ooh, they were great.
Did you see
those Dodgers?
You see Uribe just get a piece of it?
Well, what was the name of that?
Uribe?
It's a guy. That's a human's name.
Yes.
Huh, it sounds like a disorder.
We need to bring the bell back.
We do need to bring the bell back.
If we build a studio, we should have bells at the ready.
Just a giant one, like the Liberty Bell.
Yeah. Just easy access.
Yeah, every time Sam mispronounces a name, they would ring
the
bell.
Dude, if the Pirates beat the Cardinals, I like the Dodgers' chances. I think the Cardinals are a very tough matchup for the Dodgers.
but I like the matchup.
Cardinals are the best team in the AL. I mean, in the NL.
Can I get a ding on that
the
one?
Anal.
Oh, I immediately correct myself.
Yeah, I'm you don't let me correct myself.
Because we wait and you don't say anything.
I do say something. I just get jumped by you fucking hyenas.
No, you yell out seven different kinds of pronunciations. Like, Gustafsson. You hope one of them is right.
Yeah, he does.
Well,
like,
that depends. Regionally, they pronounce it differently, Ari.
Thank you.
Just because somebody's a little more well-read and educated than you are doesn't mean that you got to jump on them.
I can kick regionally's ass.
I've done analytics on this show, and I've done a lot of research. Where do they listen? Where don't they listen? I do correct pronunciations based on demographics, on regions. I find regions and I find how they pronounce it and I say it correctly. Okay? It's very deep podcast.
Do you know why? Do you know why he does that, Ari? He does it simply so that people don't feel alienated and excluded, which is different than what a lot of the Jews do, where they try to exclude everybody and not be very inclusive in any kind of way.
Yes.
Well, what's your other option? Including them? Yes. No. Give me a real option then. Give me a legitimate option.
I don't feel like I don't feel like New York's option. Being kind to you.
I think Ari's just going through a weird thing because in New York City, it's very unique. I mean, in L.A., he's very unique. In Los Angeles, there's a million different
versions
of that.
Dude, I just, looking at him in his fucking silly little outfit and walking, like, he looks like every other dude that I saw in New York City. Like, I'm like, how do you stand out?
How do we even know this is Ari?
It's amazing to me.
That's a good point, Sam.
This could be Shabazz.
I feel like you should have the swastika on your head and the Hitler mustache just to make yourself a little bit edgy there.
Yeah.
Like, you'd be one of the 32 Jews that had a swastika then painted on them or whatever.
Yeah,
you know,
he did have
You'd
one.
Stand
no.
out.
He had one recently.
In Houston, I had one for a while.
He did. He went on the Naughty Show. He did the talent contest, and they gave him a glittery
one.
Oh, yeah.
Swastika.
That's nice.
I'll say this. If that is the real Ari, I know for a fact, I've known Ari for a long time, he has one gigantically deformed ball. If that's the real Ari, prove it.
We're waiting.
Hold on. Okay, I can go back there.
he go where?
I think someone's ducking behind a dumpster to get out that fucking giant midget that he calls a testicle.
Just really uncalled for.
Oh, shit, he's going into a parking lot.
I hope this ends with you getting tackled by a cop.
Oh, that would be so great. He pulls one ball out and then just gets tasered.
It looks like where Tape Gang hung out in Breaking Bad.
It's like behind some sort of like elementary school or something.
It'd be so good.
Dude, if in the next 5 minutes he does something and it forces him to register as a sex offender, this would be awesome.
That's dicey shit. You gotta be careful
what
you fucking.
What is this? That means the building people use.
I feel like you're making too big a deal of this. Just drop those nuts out. People are shitting on the sidewalk.
Yeah.
Like you can't pull your balls anywhere. Out.
That's fun.
Oh no, this can't.
Oh boy.
What is that?
That looks like a tumor.
What is that? Where are you, in the fog?
Is that one of those tumors that grows teeth and hair?
Yeah, that's Ari. Okay, you proved it. That's you.
It's actually been proven that it is a tumor, a benign tumor, which is when you continue to grow, and I can live with it.
I don't think the benign ones are the ones that continue to grow. I think that's the other kind.
I know. I wouldn't have thought that either, but there it is.
No, not there it is. That doesn't make it true because you believe that.
So, you know.
You could be in grave danger.
There's a lady.
Have you talked to Duncan about testicles?
Testicle.
Does he know?
Well, he seems to have some experience. I don't know.
Where the fuck is
the only guy
place?
With more experience is maybe Bobby Lee. But that's just to do with volume.
Tate, what would happen if...
I just took my ball out where I'm going to audition.
That's good.
You're on your way to an audition where you're playing a father. You just manhandled your sack. You're going to walk in, shake the guy's
hand.
Is
this a movie or television?
Television.
Oh, okay.
Oh, it's great.
Yeah, well, I mean, you know.
I feel like you should have your balls in then for television. Unless it's HBO, if you're doing some Game of Thrones or Borgias or something, you can throw those balls out there. That's completely appropriate.
Yeah, go for it.
This is place. To 11. All right, well, you guys, it's been a pleasure to find this place to go in.
All right, man, good luck on your audition. Don't blow it.
Okay.
Remember, there's only one you, and you're special.
Aw.
Thanks, Tate. That's not going to stop me from kicking your ass.
Whoa!
From doing what to me?
I think he said he wants to kick your ass, Tate.
I thought it was a sex. I never know if it's a sex thing or a violence thing with him.
Dude, let's get in that new comedy boxing thing. Let's get Tate versus Ari.
Oh, that'd be
confident.
Great.
No, fighting O'Neal. I'm fighting O'Neal already with boxing gloves, and we're making a gentleman's agreement to fight MMA.
Wait, what size gloves are we talking about?
Boxing gloves.
Yeah, asshole. There's different sizes.
Boxing.
I've changed my mind. I'd like to box with you.
When are you guys doing that?
Next time I'm available for one of those comics things.
Shaquille O'Neal or who?
You're going to fight Ryan O'Neal.
It's been a long time in the making. This has been a grudge match we've wanted to handle for a little while now.
What started it?
Full nudity, by the way, except the boxing gloves.
No, that's what started it?
Gentlemen's agreement.
There's nothing gentlemanly about what you're describing.
You're going full nude boxing.
What started it was me tapping him 3 straight times with corduroy pants on via triangle from the bottom. 3 straight times. Then he had to resort to biting my
elbow. Wait a minute. So that you had corduroy pants on and you triangled this guy.
Yeah.
Okay.
His face.
So then that prompted you to say, "Hey, next time we do MMA, no pants."
Nope. No. That's just you know.
Because that makes it a little bit. It turns up the
gayness.
The gay volume a little.
Definitely. Yeah.
Feel the heat.
I feel like you have to finish him through top triangle now.
Man, the stench of you two fighting naked.
Oh yeah,
is
that's a good idea, Tate.
Yep. Unbearable.
That's a good idea. Oh, I'm not gonna shower for a while.
Oh.
Is that real? Are you guys really both agreed to fight in the next one?
No, that's just something I made up right now.
You should.
I feel like we have to make it happen now. I'm excited.
I think I'm going to call up Favorman and ask him if we can make this happen.
Boxing gloves, full boxing gloves, full shin pads, and...
No. You don't need shin pads, asshole. Just boxing gloves and naked, and then finish.
Yeah, but no dick.
I mean,
shot.
It's not as if you guys are going to hurt each other with your kicks.
Yeah, and like you guys are going to kick each other.
Right, you know what I mean? You
no
guys,
dick shots.
You guys are posing zero threat.
Have you already...
Can I add one thing to it?
Two hits of Molly.
Double leg. Two hits of Molly?
Yeah.
I'm into it.
You guys got to fight
and
Nathan,
Viagra.
Boxing, Viagra, and two hits of Molly.
And you have to finish by triangle.
It's only triangles the way to finish.
Yeah. You're a naked choke, too. Have you
factored naked in, choke could work.
Ari, have you factored in how hard it is to suck a dick with a mouthpiece in?
I can't hear you. I lost you when I heard the word hard.
Do you realize how difficult it would be to finish a guy with a rear naked choke if you have an erection and it's angled the wrong way on his back?
Yeah. I'm not going to the back, dude. I'm taller than him. I'm going straight in his asshole. Hold him that way. That way, it hooks in. You get the third hook.
That third hook.
The third hook. Yeah.
The infamous third hook. It's for championships.
You got your third hook in.
And then that way, he can't move at all. Switch it to a fucking full anaconda. Is that what it's called?
Well, I feel like if you're going to go inside him, the real way to finish it with the most humiliation is then to pull out, transition
to a head and arm,
perhaps, and then step into a top triangle with your shitty dick on his face.
I say shoot a load in the ass, then pull out when, you know, when stuff is still coming out a little bit? That's when you were a triangle and let it drop.
I'm uncomfortable with this.
Not even in a fun way where it's like boom, boom, just
in
like.
In a weird way, this is sports talk.
Sports podcast.
I guess it counts to 20%.
Are you done with your audition yet?
No, I gotta go, Ann. I'll see you guys later.
You go in with this?
Oh, man. I know where you're going with that. That would be so cool to stay on Skype with us during his audition.
Oh, dude, call him back. That'd be great.
No, that'd be so funny, dude.
Yeah, text him. Text him right now.
You're not
if he can leave his shit on, that's awesome. Yeah. Oh, that would be fantastic.
Right.
What, and what if he's like,
especially
such
now
a
that
fucking...
he's half hard.
Exactly. Probably he's got to be full hard. It'd be so funny. Like he's such a fucking like suck up asshole too. Like in his audition. Hi, it's a pleasure to be here working for you guys. My name is Ari Shafir, and blah blah. You know, we're like, show your cock. All right, let's
go real quick. Push what you got to push. What, and then we'll take a tiny little break. We'll come back on the other side.
Next Wednesday, the 16th, my 3 for $30 show in San Diego, American Comedy Company, 8 o'clock, AmericanComedyCompany.com. You can get tickets. It's myself, Jeff Richards, Freddie Lockhart, with Matt Nost hosting. Should be fun.
Excellent. Tate, you got anything you want people to check out? Website, Twitter?
You can check out TateGFletcher.com, and you can, my Twitter's Tatumus Maximus. Me and Jardine and Lacey got some exciting things coming up on the coffee front and all that kind of stuff, and it'll all be posted up there.
Awesome, man. You were awesome. I'm glad you're back for another hour. Yeah. Hey, check out punchdrunksports.net. It's really funny. Eventually, Tebow and Ari will contribute sometime. It's only been up for a month and a half, and they haven't written anything. Check out samtripoli.com. I have the 18th, I'm headlining the John Lovitz Club. Then I've got the 24th, the comedy rap battles at the Improv. This is all on my website. Check it out. It's going to be a phenomenal show. And then I'm headlining... I got a bunch of stuff coming up. I'm in Edmonton the second week in November. Come check it out. It's on my website, and I'm headlining the La Jolla Comedy Store at the end of November too. A lot of great stuff coming on. Live Naughty Show podcast, October 29th. We're gonna be live from the John Lovitz Club. We got DJ Doug Pound coming on from Tim and Eric. We got a live lingerie show. And whoa, we're just locking down Steel Panther. We haven't confirmed them, but it's looking pretty good. So we're going to have a huge show. So check all that. Website, samtripoli.com. And please check out punchdrunk.sports.net. And if you want to write for it, let me know. All right, we'll see you on the other side. Thanks for listening.